Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you, to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Well, today's cattle futures gave back some of the previous 2 days of gains. We finished down the limit, so we've been up the limit, originally down the limit a week ago, several times, and up the limit, and now today we're back down the limit with the April live cattle at 105.45 down the maximum for 1 day, which is $3. Feeder cattle, the March expired today. The feeder cattle index it's not today's index, but tomorrow's index actually includes today's cattle. But yesterday it was 128.50, up $5.06. We've never seen an index move quite like we've seen this one move here over the last few weeks or so. Just about 4 or 5 trading days ago, back on March the 20th, it was all the way down around 116. So it's rallied $13 back here in the past 4 or 5 trading days. Box beef now is down $1.86 on choice today. It's the first down day we've had in a while. It's 253.44. It was in that 207 to 210 range for a long time. So that's 40-something dollars above that. That's good to see that box beef price getting higher. Select 242.44. Packer margins are extremely good here, with beef packer margins estimated at a positive $560 a head. Pork packer margins are positive $34.40 a head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
And what are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
Ha, they won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahm's.
Today's grain markets were bullish for corn, about a steady to a penny higher. Soybeans were a penny lower, and then wheat futures were the weakest contract today. Kansas City, July, down 13.25 at 491.5. And then the Chicago down 11.5 in July at 556.25. And Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., the last day of the month here in March, we'll get a seeding number for the 2020 corn, bean, and wheat crops, and as well as cotton. But it looks like the average trade guess for corn acres is 94.3 million acres. Last year was 89.7. So roughly 4.5 million more acres expected this year than last year for corn. Beans, 84.86 million acres expected. Last year was 76. All wheat, 44.9. Last year, just over 45. Winter wheat, 30.9. Last year was 31.1. So that report again is 11 a.m. tomorrow, or excuse me, Tuesday morning during the market hours. The other part of the report is the quarterly stocks report. It is expected to show wheat stocks of 1.432 billion bushels. Last year is 1.59, so quite a bit lower than last year at the same time. Corn is expected to show 8.12 billion bushels. Last year was 8.6, and soybeans 2.24, last year 2.7.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.